Let me tell you a story. One with a bit of allegory. A story that defies category. A story of friendship glory between a bird and a tortoise embarking on new territory.
Hey, grown-ups. To start off the new year, we will be holding a virtual event for all Tailblazers. One of our favorite tales, Torta and Finch, by Charlie Yvonne Simpson, has been turned into a magical puppet show. Come join me and the puppeteers on Sunday, January 17th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for screening on Zoom. The event is Pay What You Wish. To get your tickets, head to girltalespodcast.com/events. That's girltalespodcast.com/events. Can't wait to see you there. Hey, Tailblazers! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
I'm Rebecca Cunningham.
I'm Leah.
I'm Nettie.
And this is Girl Tales,
a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Okay, so before we get started, we have to do some special shout-outs.
Thank you to Eleanor and Matilda.
Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like your child to host an episode with me, or if you'd like to hear their name at the top of the next episode,
head to patreon.com/girltales.
And donate today.
Now on to our episode.
This is Something in the Breeze by Jay the Ferris.
Enjoy!
Dear you, if you are reading this, firstly, cool. That means the bottle thing really does work. Second, I want to gift you a story. If you don't want to hear it, please return this message to the sea so this gift may find its way home. If you do want to, thank you. That means this is for you. Here goes. It all started with, well, actually, I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you exactly where they came from, only that it was someplace far, far away. It was like they fell right out of the sky.
It's so warm here. I feel so sticky.
I love it! This is going to be the best summer vacation ever! Ma! Can we go to the beach?
Oye, relájense un poco. There will be plenty of time for that later. For now, let's unpack, get settled in, maybe freshen up a bit before dinner. We don't have too much time. Your abuelo is so excited to finally meet you all, so let's not be late. Yael, go change.
What? Why? I'm not all sweaty like Yari. I can just wear this.
Honey, please, we talked about this. Could you wear the dress Abuelo got for you? It would make him very, very happy.
But, Ma, it's so itchy.
Yael, por favor, no la hagas tan difícil. It'll just be for a little while, and you look so beautiful in that dress.
But...
Ya, no más. Hurry, please. René, help your sister. Yari, ven conmigo. Let's bring in the last couple bags.
So annoying. How come you don't have to wear a dress?
Because Abuelo got me a glass chest set this year, which is, in fact, not wearable. It's not a big deal. It's way too hot for those jeans anyway. Here, I'll help you button the back.
Whoa! Did you hear that?
Probably just a squirrel. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless it's a chupacabra!
Stop! That's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
Niños, time to go.
Vamos, Yael. Better get to the car before the chupacabra regains his footing.
Renee, stop! Stop it!
Of course it wasn't a chupacabra. That's absurd. Chupacabras are terrible at climbing trees. And me? I'm usually much sneakier than that. See, si guapas, we are tree climbing extraordinaires. But I was just so intrigued. No one had been in that house for as long as I could remember. And here, all of a sudden, were three children, who I'd never seen, of course. And yet, something about one of them, the one in the dress with that scowl, felt so familiar. Something in the eyes. So obviously, I had to follow the car. Wouldn't you?
Ay, mijitos. It is so nice to see you right here in the flesh. Look how big you all are already. I was starting to think your mother would never bring you back home.
This is our home, papi, but not theirs. These three are practically gringos now.
Ay, nonsense. Where they happen to be born, huh? That is a technicality. Semantics, esta isla, here. This is home. Nuestra tierra. Sí o no, children?
Sí! Also, what's a gringo?
I'm just kidding. Your abuelo is right. You are from here too. I know it took a while, but how does it feel to see the island for the first time?
It's so amazing! I can't wait to see the ocean.
Yeah, and go on an adventure.
Ay, that's the spirit. ¿Y tú, Yael? What are you doing over there by the window? ¿Qué miras?
Look, güelo. What are all those glowing lights?
Ah, speaking of spirits, son los cocuyos. Or, how did you say over there? Ah! Fireflies.
Didn't Tio Ernesto call them nimitas?
Yes. Nimitas, luciernagas, bichos de luz. These are spirits of many names. Cocuyo comes from the language of our Taino ancestors. So it is what I like to call them, by their ancient title.
Wait, those are spirits?
Papi always says, los cucuyos are the souls of the dead. All those who lived and loved before us, watching out for those of us still here.
Shining their light to remind us that they are still with us. Always watching out for us.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
And also a little terrifying.
I almost left right then. Almost ran back to my house in the trees. It was getting late, and the smell of their rice and beans and those tostones had me pretty hungry for my own dinner. But just as I was about to leave my perch and run back into the safety of the darkness, things started to get real interesting.
See, it is. But remember too, niños, that not everything that is beautiful is here to protect and guide us. Sometimes, it is the very thing we need protection from.
Oh, bah, don't start with that again.
With what? Don't start with what, Grandpa?
I just think this should be informed and prepared, don't you, mija?
Prepare for what?
Here we go.
Why, for the ciguapas, of course.
This is when I found out that apparently I am famous.
Si guapas?
Don't tell me you haven't heard of them.
We haven't. You have to tell us, abuelo.
Ah, yes. Well, you three city slickers, you must not know very much about the people of the island forest. I'll start with this. Sometimes, when you think you hear a soft bird call, Think again.
They sound like birds?
Not to the well-trained ear. But those less savvy are easier to fool. You see, ciguapas are excellent tricksters with rich brown skin that blends smoothly into the forest night. Long, dark hair that falls from their heads down to their toes. Y, claro, the backwards feet.
The what?
Whoa.
How did they wear shoes?
Pfft. Zapato para qué? Ciguapas are expert tree climbers, cave dwellers, hunter-gatherers. They don't need shoes. They run fast enough to stay out of reach, and their backwards footsteps will leave any pursuer dizzy and confused.
Have you seen one yourself, Abuelo?
Only for the briefest moment. They are shy, clever beings, ciguapas. And though many have tried to find them, to keep them even, so captivating are people by their beauty and dulcet song, the story rarely ends well. You see, though tracking a ciguapa is said to be possible, with the help of a full moon and a clever black and white dog, these creatures cannot bear the sorrow of being captive. Within days, if not mere moments of capture, the pain and distress of it would drive a ciguapa to a terrible demise.
You mean like they...
Okay, okay. I think that's enough. Niños, finish up your dinner. It's getting late and you've still got lots of unpacking to do.
The kids were full of questions, of course, but that mama theirs was as no-nonsense as they come, so the conversation seemed to end there. They gobbled up the rest of the delicious meal I'd been hoping to sneak a bit of. As for me, I was full of questions too. Was this really how they talked about us? Backwards feet? My feet are just fine. I think maybe it's theirs that must be on the wrong way. I'm not gonna lie, I think it got to me a little bit. So I leapt off into the darkness towards home, thinking I'd never see any of them again, and that that would be for the best. But in fact, the same moon was still gleaming overhead, shining down through the cracks in my treehouse as I helped myself to my night's berry harvest. When I heard a familiar voice down below.
Hello? Is anyone out here?
It was the scowling one. The one with the oddly striking eyes.
I thought I heard you out here. But maybe it was just the birds after all.
Nope. That was definitely me. I like to sing while I harvest. Who doesn't? But that's because usually I'm alone.
I'm not here to hurt you. My name is Jael. My abuelo told me about you and I... Well, I'm different too. I thought maybe we could be different together.
Against all my instincts shaped by hard-learned lessons, I wanted to trust this small creature crossing onto my turf. Those dang eyes! I could see their dark gleam even in the blue-black of the forest night. I was maybe 2 seconds away from hopping out of my tree and right into the fuzzy yellow tunnel beaming from Giles' flashlight when...
Keep that up and we'll be ciguapa dinner in no time.
Stop that. I know you're trying to scare me, but it's not going to work. Abuelo never said that ciguapas eat kids. Plus, look at the moon. If there is one out here, maybe we can catch it. I brought some rope.
First of all, Grandpa said it takes a full moon and a black and white.
Renee? Yari? What are you doing here?
Oh, great! There you are!
Looking for you, dummy!
Mom's gonna ground you for a week if we don't get you back in time. So, you're welcome. Now, come on, let's go.
In some ways, I wish they'd left right there and then, that they turned around and never looked back. But maybe what happened instead was supposed to happen, for whatever reason.
Wait! Look!
Huh? At what?
It's the fireflies again.
Oh, the cocuyos!
That's cute and all, but their bully mosquito cousins are currently eating me alive, so can we please just...
I think maybe they're trying to tell us something. See how they keep circling around this tree?
Those pesky cocuyos are always blowing my cover. I didn't have very much time before one of them would look up and notice something. When it was just one, I'd let my guard come down. But the other two, nuh-uh, I had to decide my next move. I was eyeing a neighboring tree, squatting in preparation for the jump, and something in the breeze told me to look down. Before I knew what was happening, I was locking eyes with one of them, the brooding one, Jael. Jael didn't move, didn't blink an eye, and didn't give me away. I felt a small smile creep onto my face. Maybe they wouldn't attack me after all. Maybe they weren't all so bad.
Oh my God! Wait, I think I saw something! Yadi, pass the rope!
Never mind.
Wait, don't!
Where? I wanna see!
I was ticked off. The small kernel of trust I thought I was feeling was gone in an instant. And suddenly, I didn't feel like leaping away anymore. I was done running. If they wanted to see me so bad, so be it. Hasn't anyone ever told you to be careful what you wish for? What are you doing? Aren't you gonna run off terrified too? Or what? Do you actually think you can trap me with some measly rope?
Wow.
What? What are you staring at?
You're so... so...
enchanting? Horrifying? Exotic? Mesmerizing? Evil? Freaky? Spit it out! I've heard it all before.
You're so cool!
Huh?
You just jumped like a gazillion feet and landed smooth as Spider-Man!
Spider who?
Look, I'm sorry about my siblings. Rene didn't really want to trap you. I think they've just never seen something like you before, is all.
Something like me?
I mean... someone.
Oh, yeah? Well, what kind of way is that to meet someone for the first time? Huh. You humans are all the same.
No! I brought you something. Just picked it fresh from my abuelo's yard.
What makes you think I like mangoes?
Everyone likes mangoes.
Whatever. Fine. And thanks, I think.
Is that your house up there?
Maybe. Who's asking?
Me, silly. Isn't it kind of scary to live out here in the forest by yourself?
Why would it be scary? The trees take care of me, and I take care of the trees. I'm not by myself. None of us are ever really alone.
Like the cocuyos.
Yeah, those guys gotta learn how to mind their business sometimes, though.
This mango is so sweet.
Do you like it? Abuelo said you liked sweet things.
Yeah, your abuelo has got quite a lot to say, doesn't he?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Thank you for the gift. My name is Sigi.
Nice to meet you, Sigi. I'm Jael.
I know. What's wrong with your dress?
What?
Look, right there. It's broken.
Oh, whatever. I probably just snagged it on a branch. I don't care. I don't even like this dress anyway.
So why are you wearing it?
Mommy says pretty girls should wear pretty dresses. Whatever that means. I told her, I ain't no pretty girl. She won't listen, though.
I thought humans just wore clothes to keep warm, because you don't have hair like mine to do it. You are all so weird with your pretty this and gorgeous that. I think you don't have to be a pretty girl if you don't want to be. Just be something else.
Like what?
Like anything. Some days I am a piece of rough bark. Other times I feel like the soft petals of a blue jasmine and the hard shell of the higuero all at once. Always, I am the ocean.
Wow, like a mermaid.
Please, you humans like to get us all confused. My mermaid relatives and I are very different. Of course, I bet the stories you hear about us start to sound the same. That we are so enticing, but so dangerous, that we lure people into the forest and the sea to eat their hearts.
What? You eat hearts?
No, but humans insist on spinning these horror stories, when really, you all just can't handle anything that's different from you. If you don't know it, if you can't study and control it, you fear it.
I'm not afraid of you.
Then you must be the other kind. The kind that is not fearful, but fascinated. Either way, the story ends the same way for me. You want to cage me, own me, keep me in a china cabinet to stare at or show off.
No! No, I would never do that to you.
What was the rope for then?
That wasn't mine. Rene and Yari probably mean well.
Huh? As if.
I'm sure if I just explained.
Look, you can try, but I'll tell you something, Jael. Me and people like me, we have been here for a long, long time. We are from this island, of this island, its children and its caretakers. And yet, we have to hide in the shadows, in the embrace of our tree's branches, to stay safe from people like...
People like me?
I know you're not all the same, but humans treat us like we are.
But what if I...
Kid sis! Yari, grab the other end of the net!
Wait, stop it! Don't!
What are you doing?
Let go of me! Get away!
It worked! Jael, go get Abuelo!
Rene, stop! Can you see that you're hurting Sigi? Sigi? What's that?
I told you! This is always how it ends! And you call us the monsters?
Yari, help me take this off right now!
No way! We caught it! Abuelo is going to be so impressed!
Sigi is not an it!
Wait, do you hear that?
Hey! Hey, don't be so sensitive! We aren't going to hurt you!
Sigi is not being too sensitive! Wouldn't you be in pain if someone trapped you in a net or threw you in a cage? Come on, move! Let them get free!
Hold up, look! The net! What's happening to it?
It's melting? What?
Ew! It's like disintegrating! Abuelo's gonna kill me! This is his best fishing net! How on earth...
Tears.
You're making a big mistake. I think you should leave.
Holy cow,
How did you do that?
That was amazing. You're like... you're... magic.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to...
The stories that say we are so strange, so sneaky, with our backwards feet, our deceitful eyes... Did your abuelo bother trying to ask or explain why we might be this way? Why we have to hide in the trees or leave confusing tracks in the mud? What would you do if you were being hunted?
No, I'm sorry. We weren't trying to. I mean, I just thought that...
I know what you thought.
Sigi, my name is Yari. I'm sorry about the net.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I'm Rene. I didn't mean to make you feel like... Well, that doesn't matter. I hurt you. I'm sorry.
I wish you didn't have to hide.
Yeah, well, me too.
How can we help?
What?
Is there anything we can do? To make up for... you know, all this, or whatever.
Sigi, we can go to our grandpa and just tell him how...
It's not that simple. Don't you get it? I'm not the trickster here. And trust takes time.
Yari! Yair! René, ¿dónde están?
Yari!
Where are you?
¿Dónde están?
Niños!
What is that?
Is that Mom? Oh no, she must have realized I put a basketball on my pillow.
You led them right to me.
No, we weren't trying to... Ugh. Rene, look what you've done.
Me? I was just trying to save you.
They're getting closer. What should we do?
Sigi, wait!
You ate my heart.
Yael?
Come on. Let's go.
I didn't go home for days. I kept thinking, they'll all be waiting for me there. Humans of all sizes standing with nets and rope and cages. Or worse. Cameras. I considered never going back, finding a new tree, even deeper in the mountains, and building a new home where I could be alone again, safe again. But one day, something in the breeze told me to return. And when I did, none of my fears were true. Instead, waiting for me, there was a hand-stitched bag that looked just like Giles' dress. And inside, many, many mangoes. A note, too, made of loopy handwriting that said,
"Thank you for teaching us to take care of the trees, to ask more questions, to be the ocean. We all deserve to be free. We were almost too late in remembering that. We're sorry we hurt you. You said trust takes time. You're right. I hope these gifts from our abuelo's tree help the time pass more sweetly. Love, Yari, René, and Yael. P.S. Today, I'm not a pretty girl. I am a mango seed. Sweet and tart and tough. All at once. Protecting something, someone special. XO, Jaya.
I I read their words over and over. I don't know how much time trust will take, but I'm starting to believe it's possible after all. If this story found you, I think maybe that means you needed this too. Needed these lessons, or this sweet reminder. To remember to believe that it may all be possible after all. And if this story found you, I want to invite you to my home. I don't want to hide anymore, or leave backwards tracks in the sand so no one will ever find me. I want to be free. We all deserve to be free. Imagine this. No ropes, no nets, no cages or cameras or rude tall tales. Just you here. Us and the mangoes and the trees. Oh, and the cocuyos, of course. Here, we can be whoever we want to be. So, will you come visit me?
Starring Rad Pereira, Imani Russell, Jen Anaya, and Rob Marrera.
Produced by Chad Chennai and executive produced by Becca Cunningham.
Original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk.
Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you like this story, share it with a friend. Oh, and remember, I believe in you.
There's always a day when you feel like giving up, and so many moments you think you're not enough, but you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember, being a princess ain't about the dresses. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember, being a princess ain't about the dresses, being a princess is bigger than a crown, being a kindness.